Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on.
Welcome to another episode of A Dad's Path podcast. I'm Will Bronstein. Today we're going to talk about family commandments. Why have family commandments? Well, one mistake parents of young families often make is that they assume their children are somehow genetically endowed with morality. And while humans may have evolved to develop some moral instincts to preserve their species, most of our beliefs about right and wrong are shaped by our family and societal cultures. A child's belief about what's acceptable and the values they hold as they grow into adults are almost wholly dependent upon their family life. The Ten Commandments from the Bible are rules on morality, and they're good for society. But you have the opportunity to level up as a family. The basics, like do not steal, for example, you'll teach, and hopefully it's a quick lesson. That's not one you hopefully need as a family. But beyond the basics, you have the opportunity as a family to strive for the values that are most important to you and your partner. Your commandments and the values your family lives by will plant seeds in your kids that will grow over the years. It's up to you and your partner to plant your family's commandments deep inside. So whether it's commandments like Bronstein's always tell the truth, or the Smiths treat others as we'd like to be treated, the O'Connells give to those in need, or the Wilsons are always there for each other, having commandments that your family agrees to live by is essential. Your family commandments, are they treat others as you want to be treated? Be brave? Don't raise your voice in anger? One family I know has the word righteous engraved on a piece of decorative wood and hung next to their door. Every day when family members leave the house, the family touches this wood by the door, reminds family members of who they are and how to conduct themselves. And our usual reminder that your kids do what you do, not what you say. So family commandments are well and good, but it's your actions and values that your kids will see reflected in their parents. They need to see how you actually act, not what you say you should and shouldn't do. You can't say the wilds and then have your kids witness you not keep your word. Children learn by example, not your words. So write your commandments down. Put them on display in an area of your home where your family's often located. Most importantly, live them. What commandments are most important to your family? I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at will@adadspath.com. Until next time, have a great week and dad on.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.